Believers respond to critical needs in Bangladesh. Christian teaching hospitals in Africa fight brain drain. And American Bible teachers will be recognized for a half century of ministry. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The death toll from flooding this year in Bangladesh has topped 1,000. 2.5 million people have also been displaced or marooned by rising river waters. The additional loss of over 2 million acres of cropland means that those affected by the monsoon rains will reach upwards of 20 million people. IN Network's Rody Rodehaver says a crisis this big can't go unnoticed.
We are taking our medical team from our Savar clinic, and they are working with the people in the villages around our clinic. Our staff have been providing food supplies.
Since Bangladesh is primarily a Muslim country, Rodehaver says actions speak loudly.
Our ability to go out and provide help in the name of Jesus really allows us to demonstrate the gospel, demonstrate Christ's love, and to build the kinds of relationships that allow us to very quietly but effectively share the gospel.
Next, it's been over a month since the magnitude 8 earthquake in Peru, but the needs remain dire. More than 34,000 homes, 4 hospitals, and countless churches were destroyed. Buckner International has since responded with 800 blankets, shoes, socks, underwear, and diapers to the displaced in 2 provinces south of Lima. Buckner's Leslie Chase says they were able to plant seeds of the gospel with the aid. Buckner has foster care and orphanage work in Peru. You're listening to Mission Network News. Massive migration in Africa by those with education and money has resulted in a lack of needed resources. Without them, illiteracy and poverty reign in many places. Cure International's Lisa Wolf says they're fighting that with the concept of teaching hospitals.
So many of the countries suffer from brain drain, particularly with their medical professionals. They don't have the equipment that they need. They don't have the resources. And we're providing those resources and providing the training. And because they have a terrific hospital to work at, one that is taking care of both physical and spiritual needs, they want to stay.
Wolf says their staff are also conscious of the evangelistic side of the work.
We place an equal emphasis on the physical healing of the child as well as the spiritual healing. And we have been told by patients and their families and other people who have gone to visit the hospital that there is a real sense of compassion and a real demonstration of God's love.
Meanwhile, God has transformed the attitudes and lifestyles of several young men in Uganda, young men serving time in prison. Love Packages Bible Drive delivers magazines and Bibles to a prison ministry there. Stephen Smith explains.
Many of them had been released before their time, just simply because they've had such a change. And now they're out working in the Kampala, Uganda area and surrounding areas as evangelists.
Smith says remembering that we are blessed to be a blessing may help raise up more Christian men like these.
We have an abundance in our country, just more than we could ever possibly use ourselves. And if we just put those items in third world countries, there's people all over the world that desperately need those things and are hungry for those things, and we'll see their lives changed eternally if we'll do that.
Smith's asking that you pray for an awareness and better understanding of the need that exists for Bibles every day. Do your part. Go to our website. And on September 25th, Wycliffe Bible Translators is naming Chuck and Cynthia Swindoll as this year's Bill Bright Scripture Impact Award winners. The award recognizes individuals whose contributions to Bible translation, literacy, and scripture proclamation reflect that of the late Campus Crusade for Christ founder, Dr. Bill Bright. The Swindolls have devoted more than 5 decades of their lives to communicating practical biblical truth and helping others apply God's Word to their lives. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.